Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
He joins us each and every week. We love having him on. There's so much going on. And first of all, he loves to talk football, so we always talk football with him. He is a native of Northeast Ohio. And we've got baseball stuff going on, too, with awards and scandal. And you name it, we can talk about it. And my man can talk about just about anything. He is one of my favorite guys that I've ever met in professional sports, and he is a dear friend of the show. He is Sir Brian Anderson. I just gave you the title there, B.A. How are you feeling?
What's up, buddy?
Dude, what an intro. It doesn't get much better than that.
It was from the heart, wasn't it?
I'm telling you, if I didn't know any better, I would buy in.
Then I'd have to tell the story of how you scolded me walking out of a cab in Texas for putting negative thoughts into Jake Westbrook's head when I wasn't even thinking. It was a very good lesson, though, Brian. I now share that with young athletes left and right. You do not want to put a negative thought in someone's head before they have a big game. Doesn't matter what position they play, right?
Well, you know what? It's really funny that you say that, because that is one of the characteristics and one of the attributes that you will find in every pitching coach that is worth his weight. When they come out to the mound,
yes,
there can be no negative words. You know, you never hear a pitching coach, or you should never hear a pitching coach come out to the mound and say, hey, let's not do this or don't do that. Nothing negative. It's always going to, hey, this is how we're going to get out of this. And here's the game plan. But don't ever come out with any kind of negative connotation. That you just do not, you know, it's got to be all positive, especially when you're getting a mound visit.
Did you ever have somebody come out there in a mound visit and get negative with you?
No.
Really?
I really didn't. You know, there's the famous story of, it might have been Rick Sutcliffe.
Okay.
But the pitching coach, I'll find it for you, and we'll tap this down. But the moral of the story was the pitching coach, whoever was out on the mound, had given up back-to-back home runs, and it was in Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
So in Cincinnati, when they would hit a home run, they would shoot off fireworks from the barge that sat out on the river.
Yeah.
And so it hit a home run, they shoot off the fireworks. Next guy, within the next two hitters, there was another home run hit, and they're shooting off the fireworks. And the pitching coach comes out to the mound, and of course, the pitcher's not in a great mood, and he growls at him and basically says, what are you doing out here? You know, dot, 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 dot. What do you have to tell me, basically? And the pitching coach basically said to him, I don't have anything to say to you. I'm just giving that guy time to reload. And it's one of the, I will find the story for you and read it, but it is an all-timer. I mean, how could you not lose it? Like, yeah, I'm not out here to tell you anything. I'm just giving that guy out on the barge time to reload.
Did you ever not give a ball when the manager walked out at any level? Like, when they walk out and you feel like you still got good stuff and maybe you just threw one or two bad, did you ever argue to stay out there? Did you ever say,
Scherzer, we're not screaming at the
manager? Yeah, I'm not giving you the ball back. I don't want to give it to you.
I've done that twice.
Ooh.
I did it with, two different things. I think I've told this story before. But I was pitching with the Diamondbacks, and it was the expansion year, and it was early in the season. In fact, I think I did tell you the story within the last couple of weeks. And I came out after eight innings, and I had gone, it was eight shutout. And Buck came down, Showalter, our manager, came down and said, "You're done." And I looked at him. I said, "I'm not done. I said, I'm three outs from a shutout, and I'm going to go finish this game. I'm going to finish what I started." He said, "No, you're done." And we got into an argument on the bench, and he said, "Listen to me. We had a young closer by the name of Felix Rodriguez. And like I said, it was early in the season and we had a 3-0 lead. So obviously a save situation." So he said, "Look, we got a young closer. He's not been in a lot of these situations. I need to get him saves. I need to get him out there and save situations. So you're done." And that was basically it. So I could have finished that game easily. Pitch count was in order. I was feeling good, obviously, eight shutout innings. But he wanted him to get a save opportunity early in the year, young closer. And so we had the argument, but I came out of the game. There was another time.
But Buck was cool after that. Like, I got to be honest, if you're Buck in the back of your mind, if it was a big game, I think that's what I would want my pitcher to say to me. Oh, you know what? He still got it. The fire is still there. I want it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, you don't want a guy that wants to come out of a game. Oh, no way. I mean, and yeah, that's just something that you want your guys to fight and claw to be out there all the time. That says more about, you know, their competitiveness and all of that than anything else. So, you know, absolutely what you want. Doesn't mean you're always going to get your way. But definitely those are the attributes you want in your players. There was one other time, it was in winter ball.
What?
And I was pitching for La Guaira down in Venezuela. And we were playing Caracas, and Caracas was a big time team.
Oh, yeah.
Down there. And so the Caracas Leones, and we shared a stadium with them. So when we played each other, we were the lesser team, but it was always packed and it was always a crazy atmosphere. And those were big games for us. And so we were playing them, and it was a 1-1 game in, oh gosh, it must have been the top of the ninth inning. And there was a runner on second and two outs, and Roger Cedeno was up. And our manager came out to pull me. And I said, "I'm not coming out of this game."
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Spanish or English?
I said it in English.
Okay.
I wouldn't know how to put that all together in Spanish, except for no, you know, whatever. So I told him, I said, I'm staying out here. I'm going to finish this game. And we had a little discussion on the mound, and he let me stay in the game.
Whoa.
And Roger Cedeno. No, it gets really bad.
Oh, you gave up a hit.
Roger Cedeno.
This story you told me, and it's worth it. Okay, keep going.
Yeah, Roger Cedeno hits a 14 hopper up the middle that nobody could get to. I mean, it was just a weakly hit ground ball, but it was perfectly placed. Mm. It dribbled into the outfield. The run came around and scored. I get out of the inning and we're down a run. We don't score. We lose the game 2-1. I show up at the field the next day and I was like, you know, after a while, you kind of get a feel for the atmosphere and the feel for the clubhouse. And you're like, where's Carlos?
Where's the skipper?
Our manager. Yeah. He got fired and got sent back to the state.
No.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Hey, at least he got out of the, at least he got out of there alive.
Yeah, well, that is true, but he did. He got fired after the game and got sent home. And I'm like, I'm telling you, that bothered me. Well, when I tell the story, it still bothers me.
Yeah, we can hear it.
Because, you know, if that ground ball is, you know, I mean, listen, it was a weakly hit ground ball, but it was a base hit, and it won them the game, and it cost him his job. Mm. And, yeah, that's something that just makes you feel sick inside. But, you know, but, yeah, that did happen. That was awful.
Brian Anderson joining us on the Fan Hotline. All right, BA, just real quick around the MLB awards. What'd you think Cal Raleigh coming in second to Aaron Judge for the MVP award? Does that make sense to you?
I mean, it does, but I still would have liked, you know, to see Cal Raleigh get it for the year that he put together. I mean, he's never going to put a year like that together again, you would not think. You know, setting the record for switch hit home runs as a catcher, you know, the grind that he puts his body through behind the plate, and he's not just back there catching baseballs. He's a good catcher. So you've got a guy who's skilled behind the plate and then is a switch hitter, is able to go out there and put up the offensive numbers that he put up, certainly deserving of winning it. But unfortunately, you got this monster from New York who puts up stupid numbers every year, even though he's the guy that everybody says when they play the Yankees, can't let Aaron Judge beat us, can't let Aaron Judge beat us. But he always finds a way to kind of beat you. And he puts up numbers that are just, they're just off the charts. And so, you know, and a lot of the, you know, the analytics with the on-base percentage and, you know, the slugging and all of the things. And so, you know, obviously he's very disturbing too. I would have liked to have seen Cal get it, but you also understand why they went Aaron Judge. I mean, you weren't going to go wrong with either one of them, but, you know, but I would have liked to seen Cal get it.
I know you're limited on time. I just want to ask you about what's going on with the scandal and the two former Guardians, and not good. Or I shouldn't say former. They've officially been cut, but it's not good for baseball.
No, it's not. But you had to know that once the betting element was brought into these leagues, that stuff like this was going to happen. And it's not just this incident in Major League Baseball. You're seeing it in other sports too. And it just, you listen, the bookies out there, the guys are always going to be looking to fix and to try to guarantee wins on bets. And when you are able to, it's not even just betting on a game anymore. It used to be that simple. You're betting on the game. Now you've got this live betting where you can bet in the middle of the game. You can bet on a first pitch. I mean, who knew? You know, so you just, the more that is allowed, the more that you have to try and then cover, and you can't hardly. I know that Major League Baseball came out and they were taking some of those things off the table. They weren't going to allow bets to be made. You know, they were with these different sports books and everything else that they're trying to chase the tail after stuff like that. But you just open up the door for scandal. And the problem is, if it becomes widespread or if it becomes an issue, now the integrity of the sport itself starts to get called into question. And now everything that gets done, people out there that are betting and even not betting or just paying attention are like, ooh, that looked fishy. That looked sketchy. I mean, that's the last thing that any sport needs. But that, unfortunately, is that's the door that's starting to crack open when things like this happen. And then you think about some of the point shaving stuff that's going on in college basketball and professional basketball, and, you know, even involving gambling, not even on games, just the illegal card games that, you know, Chauncey Billups and some of those other guys have gotten, you know, indicted on. I mean, it's definitely a concern of every league out there, because that's the biggest fear, is the integrity of the sport getting called into question. Because if that's the case, you know, then you've got real problems.
BA, as always, we appreciate your time. Enjoy the weekend and get ready for the holidays, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
We'll be talking. Talk soon, man.
Sounds good. Take care, boys.
Brian Anderson, super friend of the show, nice enough to join us on the Fan Hotline.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.